Hello today. Welcome to the greatest year in music history, the only podcast about the greatest year in music history. I'm John.
And I'm Jen. And now that we're done covering albums from the greatest year in music history, aka 1997, we're concluding our first season with our last bonus episode.
That's right. Season one is coming to a close, but we're going to have updates on season two really soon.
Yeah. And so this week we're calling it, now that's what I call pop.
Pop.
And also dance.
Yes. Only rules here is that it wanted to be, it to be a song or an album that we really haven't covered in any other episode thus far. And obviously released in 1997. And it can lean towards pop music, dance music, etc. That whole realm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Jen, what's your number five?
Okay, so my number five is a single because I never really listened to the whole album that it was on that came out in 97, but it is I Do by Lisa Loeb.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this came out.
Of course it did.
Of course it did. That's the premise of the show.
Right. We should start a podcast about
97. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a whole lot to say about it other than I just love it. And you already know, everybody knows that's listening, I love singing along to stuff. And Lisa Loeb has a great voice. And I enjoy this song a lot just because it's fun to sing along to. I didn't put it in the One Hit Wonders because she had another huge hit called Stay.
Right.
I don't remember what album or year that came out, but it was in 97.
I think it was before.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely not a one hit wonder. This is a great pick.
Yeah. I love this song. It's just good.
Awesome.
Yeah. But what about you? What's your number five?
So I need to preface my list with a few things just to get out of there.
All right.
I'm not a big pop music, especially 90s pop, like, type of person, you know?
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's weird. I know. So mine leaned more heavily to, it's hard. I mean, pop is so, you know, kind of all encompassing, but
true,
the dance music, electronic kind of
trip hop,
pop-ish. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
So my number five. So all mine are songs too.
Oh, nice.
Because other than albums we already covered that are more popper, electronic, I didn't really listen to a lot of like full albums, you know?
Yeah. Anyway,
so my number five is a song called Shaolin Satellite by Thievery Corporation.
What?
So their debut album came out in 97.
All right.
It was called Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Which, they'll get better with title. You know, it's a debut. What do you want? But they were locked into that trip-hop vibe from the get-go.
Yeah.
It's a really great song. You know, I wasn't listening to this in 97, but we did start listening to a lot of Thievery in college in the early 2000s. Like most people probably first heard of them on the Garden State soundtrack, but they have such a great, rich discography dating back to the 90s up until I think their last album came out a couple of years ago. That was really good still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just that kind of great Thievery vibe. So I had to put it on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. I didn't even know that. I mean, I love Thievery too, but I didn't realize they had a debut or single come out in 97, but
oh yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and that whole album is really good. I just picked this one as like kind of the standout for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite song on that album.
Nice. Okay. I like it. Very cool. Should I go to my number four?
Let's do it.
Okay. Number four. The background. This is a song. It's a single that was featured on an album that, yes, It was released in Sweden.
Okay, that's, well, I know what's going to happen, but I just remembered, yeah, the Thievery album actually came out in, same thing, in like Germany or something in 96, but it was U.S. released in 97.
Oh, I wonder if we're going to hear about an album like that later.
I wonder the same question.
Who knows? But, okay, this, my number four, came out in Sweden on an album that was released in October of 95.
I was going to ask, was it 95?
Yep. However, the single made its way to the US, and you can fact check me on this. I'm literally looking at the wiki. Mm-hmm. And it rings true on Spotify too. Spotify has it as 97.
Nice.
Show Me Love by Robin.
Awesome.
I love it so much. It's just, I remember hearing it back then.
Yeah, it was huge.
Instantly falling in love. Oh, by the way, we should make a note. It's not Show Me Love by Robin S.
Which is an equally good song.
Correct. But it came out years before.
That's true.
This is Show Me Love by Robin. With a Y.
With a Y and mm-hmm. no S.
Right, right, right.
The S stands for Sweden.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think
something like that.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. If you don't know it, you probably do know it. You just don't realize it. So go listen to it. It's great. It's just a fun... Somebody show her love, please, right now.
Yeah.
Fast. It's so good.
Yeah, Robin is one of the greats. And
I know.
And to just kind of... come from obscurity and be this Swedish pop singer. She's still
going strong. I know.
Ageless.
Yeah.
Still has an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still has great songs. Yeah.
I know.
She's awesome.
I love it. I think there were a couple other singles on this album, but either they weren't released in 97, which is why I'm not adding them to my list, or... I think, yeah, that's why.
But. Yeah, I think I read this one. So this was on my honorable mentions. I'll just say it right now.
Okay.
I think I had read that this was one of, if not the last, of singles released. Yep. It was like the sixth single or something like that.
Exactly.
And that's why there was such a long gap. But yeah, those other ones came out in different years.
96 or 95, yeah. But yeah, that's my number four. What about you?
Okay, my number four mm-hmm. is for all. So I've heard this forever since high school, and I always thought I only learned today that the song name is actually different than what I thought it was.
Whoa!
So the song is called "Flim" by Aphex Twin.
Oh!
I literally have always thought it's just called film. But it's F-L-I-M.
Interesting.
Not F-I-L-M.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's on the same EP mm-hmm. from the song Come to Daddy.
Okay, that's what I was going
to add. And the EP is actually called the Come to Daddy EP.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a really crazy, chaotic...
That's the one I know, yeah.
Screaming, weird, just intense mania.
Right.
This is like... so slow, melodic,
what?
Ambient, but with crazy, intricate drum beats and everything.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Do I know it?
Maybe we should just play it right now. So had you heard that before?
I don't know. I think
it's one of those where like you hear it and then you're kind of like, huh, this has, have I heard that? It's one of those kinds of.
Right.
And it's just like a really cool earworm that like you could just put on repeat.
Wow.
In my opinion. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Too cool.
But yeah, that's my number four. Shout out to Aphex Twin.
Awesome.
Another person is going strong. I mean, we have one of the records we have in our collection is literally called Selected Ambient Works from 85 to 92 or something like that. So he's been in the game forever.
Wow.
And then that Come to Daddy was when the video
blew up.
Somehow played that on MTV, which is crazy to just think that they played that video on MTV.
Right.
And again, another still going strong.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's my number four.
Okay. My number three. I don't know if anyone or you have heard of this, but it's a whole album. A little obscure. It is, the album is called Butterfly by Mariah Carey.
Ooh. Oh, she sings that Christmas song.
Yeah. So, this was, I should have done better homework. I don't know what number album this was for her, but it was definitely after, her biggest hits, Fantasy and, Always Be My Baby and all that. However, Honey was just as big of a hit, in my opinion. And I remember loving it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was inescapable.
Yeah. But then I realized there's four singles on this album. Honey, Butterfly, My All. And then there's this song called Breakdown featuring two of the rappers from Bone Thugs. Which,
okay,
listen to it, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I didn't realize it was a Mariah single.
Oh, yeah,
I thought it was a Bone Thugs song featuring Mariah.
Yeah, but it's always weird how that ends up working, like
who owns it?
Whose album comes out on versus the other one gets the featuring credit, and I don't know how any of that stuff works in the industry.
Right, but yeah, I had to pick it because I absolutely love Honey so much. I mean, Butterfly and My All were pretty good, but I just remember I loved Honey as much as Always Be My Baby and Fantasy and those. So, yeah. You probably, if you're listening, you know it by heart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure of it. But yeah, that's my number three.
Okay, my number three, I don't know how to pronounce. So,
okay.
The band is Air.
Oh.
And the song in English is called The Sun Is Close to Me. But it's...
In French, Le Soleil de... let me see. Show it to me.
Yeah.
I doubt I'll be able to... Le Soleil est près de moi.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds close. And that's the only real lyrics in the song. It just says that over and over and over.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So this was on an EP of theirs prior to Moon Safari. Moon Safari was in 98.
Got it.
Which we just saw them play, which was unbelievable.
Unreal.
This was an EP before that. Really got into this in college. This is, again, early 2000s when we first started listening to Air, and it was like listening to this song and this EP, which I don't really, I can't pronounce the name of the EP either. maybe you can, but it's just like you get that feeling of being in like studying in a Borders or Barnes and Noble, again, circa 2003.
Yeah. Premier symptom. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think one of the vowels, there's like the arrow.
Oh, ooh.
Which, I don't know what that does.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I had this EP on repeat every study session.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best songs on that album. And they're actually, I saw doing some research, one of the two guys from the band at some point was quoted that he was like, oh, it's probably the best song we've ever written.
Wow.
So it's like one they still cherish, which is kind of cool. But yeah,
that's awesome. Wait, when we saw them and they did a few songs after playing Moon Safari, was that one of them?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right, hear me out. We're gonna fly to France.
Sure.
and track them down. No, but do they play shows other than?
I don't know. That's why it was so cool to see him, because it was like, when are you going to see Air again?
I know.
Yeah. Oh, another really cool thing about this EP, we have a Record Store Day edition of the vinyl, and this one is the brown cover with all of the dots. It's like yellow and orange dots.
That's right.
And on the record, the outer sleeve is a die cut. Mm-hmm. So all of the dots are actually cut out.
Yeah.
And the dots themselves are printed on the inner sleeve. So it has that cool window shade effect when you take the album out, which is just so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too cool.
But yeah.
Nice. Okay. My number two.
Yes.
So I was going to call this controversial, but I'm just going to own it.
Oh, okay.
And because I'm owning it now, I have to admit I'm a little bit sad that we didn't do a whole episode, but it's fine. NSYNC. NSYNC.
Yeah.
The whole album. So here, listen.
Well,
the controversy is that it came out in Germany in 97. And it hit the U.S. kind of in 98. But the reason I'm adding it right here, right now, is because singles came out in 97.
That's true.
Why else would I love the year 97 so much if NSYNC wasn't there?
Also true.
See? But, yeah. The singles that officially, according to Wiki, which is truth...
It was just never been wrong. It's never only wrong. Updated by people that know exactly what they're doing at every given point. Right, yes, right, of course. Right.
I Want You Back, Tearing Up My Heart, Here We Go, and For the Girl Who Has Everything, from those four from the album. There were more on that album. And
of course.
Whether or not they came out in other years, I don't know. But Wiki, which is just facts.
Right. Like this pod.
Right, that those four came out in 97, and
So when do you know when the? Because my NSYNC knowledge is there's before their Disney concert, and then there's after their Disney concert.
Oh, should I be Googling NSYNC Disney concert?
Either that, and then my second question was going to be: I wonder when their Christmas album came out.
98. So okay. I just Googled it.
Thanks for listening. It's been a great season.
I just Googled it. It said, when did the NSYNC Disney special air? And it says also 98.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really.
Yeah. It doesn't say the date, but.
That's okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, NSYNC in concert has its own wiki page.
Well, as it should.
Start date?
Sure, why not?
June 11th, 98.
That makes sense. That was event television.
That's fine. Previously, the band toured Germany for their For the Girl tour in 97.
Wonder who the girl was. It wasn't Britney. It was pre-Britney.
I don't know.
Xtina.
I mean, they all
knew
Britney
each other.
From, yeah.
And Xtina.
Right. That's true. But anyway... If you probably know all the hits, I Want You Back, Turn On My Heart, and I don't know.
Sailing.
Don't.
Like, what are the greatest covers of all time?
Just. Okay. So, a cover of Sailing. Who's it? Remember we had this conversation?
I think it's.
Is it Christopher Cross or the other?
I think it's Christopher Cross.
Okay. We'll double check with our fact checkers that don't exist. But anyway, I was a 12-year-old girl in 97, and so you already know I was obsessed with...
It definitely was Christopher Cross.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Thanks for fact checking that. But where was I? I was at the literal dentist recently, like 2 months ago. And the Christopher Cross OG version of this song came on in the building or in the dental office. And I'm listening to it and loving it. And I stopped the hygienist and I was like, I have something to say. And she was like, Are everything okay? Do you need something?
Are you in any pain?
Are you in pain? What's up? And I was like, NSYNC did a cover of this song.
Amazing.
And you need to go listen to it. And she was like, oh, okay.
It's like, okay, lady.
I was like, it's one of those that's better than the original in my factual based opinion.
Mm-hmm. He's from San Antonio. Shout out to San Antonio.
Oh yeah, that's right. But I don't know. Not much else to say other than, yeah, it's catchy because it's catchy. It's great. JC and
NSYNC is back again. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so
which
good.
I always love when people on debut albums say, like, we're back.
I know.
We're back again. Backstreet's back.
Backstreet did it.
Where did you come from?
Yeah, I never you heard were already you before there. This.
This is it. This is the first time.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's what we'll do for season two. Oh, no, it's too late. We should have done that for episode one.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll figure something out.
All right. So that's my number two. What about you?
Okay, my number two is a song called Busy Child by The Crystal Method.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's a...
Speaks for itself.
Classic 90s era, timeless dance track. Still holds up today.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound really dated, in my opinion. You know, I mean, I don't know what the kids listen to necessarily as far as EDM's concerned.
Yeah.
But like, it sounds still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it wasn't ever overplayed.
Nope.
And it's off their album called Vegas, which has a lot of great songs.
Yeah.
One of which we talked about sort of last episode.
Oh.
It has their original solo, just them version of Trip Like I Do that was used in the Spawn soundtrack.
Yeah.
Remixed with, I guess it's Filter?
Filter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's on this album too. It's just... songs like that, they're just there. Next track, something like that. Next track, Busy Child. I mean, it's just so good.
The best.
Yeah, definitely another no skip. But I wanted to highlight Busy Child.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nice.
As my number two.
I love it. Okay. Number one.
Down to our number one.
Ready?
Last of the season.
So my number one, I'm realizing now that probably it should have been my number one on One Hit Wonders, but it could never touch. What was my number one? Everything to everyone.
Yeah.
I think so.
Something
right?
like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sure. Why not?
Wait, no. Cause that wasn't a one hit. Anyway, go listen to the One Hit Wonder episode. If you're here, my number one is a song. It's called Kiss the Rain by Billy Myers. And I know you might not even know it off the top of your head, but let's just play it here. All right. So I remember hearing this song in the late 90s. I don't know if it was like 97, but it was definitely a one hit wonder. I don't think there were any other hits from Billy Myers that I know of. I absolutely love this song. There's basically no reason for it other than it's just good. I love it. And I hope you like it too. But yeah. That's it. I did a tiny bit of research and there weren't any other hits. Let's see. I'm pulling up the wiki now. She's from England and this was on an album called Growing Pains.
Great show. One of the best.
It was featured in an episode of Dawson's Creek.
There you go.
What else? Yeah, it reached number 25 on like the top Billboard tracks. Oh, wait. In the United States, Kiss the Rain reached number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 and spent 31 weeks on the chart. Little do they know, it's still on my top 100. So
amazing.
Yeah. That's it.
I did not expect. I don't know what I expected. I did not expect that.
Yeah. I love it. It's so good. But yeah. What about you? What's your number one?
So my number one. Now my one and two, I was on the fence about.
Okay.
And settled on this for number one. Okay. Block Rock and Beats, Chemical Brothers.
Oh.
Again, these are all so not. I mean, you would never say this is like pop music or whatever, but like in that dance,
yeah,
electronic mm-hmm. range. You know, maybe subsequent seasons they'll get their own episode or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, another. It's classic, timeless. You know it. You've heard it.
Yep.
Like it still hits hard.
Yep.
It's super repetitive, but in the best way. Like all of those 90s EDM songs.
Yep.
Where it's one little phrase and it's just said over and over. But I don't know, something about these songs where they just hit so hard.
Yeah.
Back then, still today, where you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta turn the bass down, my rear view mirror is shaking. Like that's what I want.
Yeah,
that's, I crave that feeling, you know.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And another one, too, that I don't consider overplayed for me.
No. No. I don't. I won't skip it if it comes on.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Cool.
We did it.
Wow.
Now, I have a few honorable mentions.
Me, too.
You want to go first?
Sure. Should I just list them all?
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, the two on your list, Block Rock and Beats and Busy Child, were in my honorable mentions.
Nice.
I didn't love this song, but I guess I can't not say it. But Barbie Girl came out in 97.
Aqua.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought about putting them on my One Hit Wonders.
I know.
I might have listed them as an honorable mention. I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, mm-hmm.
It was a
huge hit.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I know. And then these are also one-hit wonders. There's a song called Mouth by Meryl Bainbridge.
Oh sure.
It's a little bit sexual. I don't know if we're allowed to play it. I'm just kidding. But it's a catchy one. And then there's Bitch by Meredith Brooks. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we shouted her out on the One Hit Wonders, too.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. So I was like, I need to add it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was another honorable mention there and here. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. But that's kind of all I had on my honorable mentions.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I mentioned Robin on mine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Shouted out the other big Crystal Method song, Trip Like I Do.
Mm-hmm.
They have another one that was kind of popular called Keep Hope Alive off that same album.
Okay.
Vegas, which is really good.
Yeah.
Chemical Brothers had one called Setting Sun that's really good.
Oh, nice.
Off the same album.
Mm-hmm.
Dig Your Own Hole, which is really good. It's a really great album.
Mm-hmm.
Not their best, in my opinion, but
yeah.
Who knows? Other like dancey pop ones I found just in like various playlists and stuff that I just thought were hilarious. Real McCoy, One More Time.
What? Where? Okay. Pause the pod.
It's just.
I need to collect myself.
It's just the most stereotypical 90s.
Oh my God.
Dance track. It hits every checkbox.
This would be like Night of the Roxbury.
Yes.
Gold. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the last one is called Sash.
Oh,
with
yeah.
an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Which again, it's another French song, which is funny. So it's in French translates to One More Time, not to be confused with Daft Punk, who's French, who had a song in English called One More Time.
Whoa.
But Encore Une Fois.
Oh yeah, that that tracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another just silly. I shouldn't say silly. This one's actually much harder on like the techno.
Yeah.
Side of things, like Real McCoy, like that's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is more on the techno side, like Chemical Brothers and mm-hmm. Crystal Method and BT and
dang.
Paul Oakenfold and like the ones doing that so well in the 90s.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's another like also that stereotypical 90s techno where it's like really hard hitting bass with like a faint female vocal just breathily saying one phrase over and over, which like I just eat up. I mean, right. that is my bread and butter. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Wow. Does that do it?
I think it's going to do it for season one. I think it's a wrap on season one.
Wow. What if there's songs out there that I forgot? Like clearly Real McCoy.
Sure.
I need more time, listeners.
That's okay. We'll have more seasons.
Okay. Fine.
But in the meantime, thanks everybody for listening. Not just this episode, but the entire first season.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow us on social. We're at Greatest Music Pod. All your social platforms. Still not on Blue Sky. Maybe for season two, we'll get on Blue Sky.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. We're going to have to if TikTok goes away, but we're not political on this pod, right?
No.
Yet.
Yet. Season two is going to be a hard turn into politics.
No. But yeah, tell us your favorite pop and dance songs from 97. We'd love to hear from you. And give us a follow and a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Pocket Casts.
And stay tuned for next week for a little teaser episode for season two.
Nice. Yeah. And we're doing season two? What is that one about?
Well, I guess everyone will just have to tune in to find out.
Yeah.
See you next week.